I'd like to share one tool with you today. Go with me back to James chapter 5 and in verse 16. It's going to talk about one tool. And we're going to narrow the scripture down to just the second verse in the scripture. James 5:16, the second statement here, it says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Now, we've probably used that many times over the years. Maybe you've heard it in the King James Version, which says, effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And so the question I want to answer today, what is effective, fervent prayer? What is effective, fervent prayer? And the title for the sermonette is simply that, effective, fervent prayer. Well, let's break this down, because we look at the first phrase here, effective and fervent. It's separated by a comma. It's very interesting because it's only one word in the Greek. It's only one word. And much like what we read through the New Testament, there's no direct translation for the Greek words. And so you have to combine oftentimes multiple words so we have an understanding. So let's look at this first word of effective. Now, the Greek word that's combined here is actually the word energeo. It's E-N-E-R-G-E-O, energeo. And it's used 21 times in the New Testament. So it has quite a bit of usage, and it's within 19 verses. But this word effective is used four of those times. Four of those times. Now, to help us understand this, let's look at what Webster says, that effective is producing a decisive or desired effect. Now, that doesn't really help me a whole lot. Maybe it helps you out. But I think if we bring in some synonyms, it'll help clarify a little bit. Effective, a synonym is fruitful. It also means efficient or productive. So now we begin to get a little bit of clarity, don't we? When we have a effective prayer, it's fruitful. It's also productive. So, we begin to think about that thought. What does that mean? Well, it means that our prayers have purpose. Our prayers have purpose. So now let's think about, you know, there's various occasions that we give prayers, aren't there? We have a prayer of thanksgiving. Or we have a prayer of praise. Much like we would offer for, let's say, a blessing on a meal. Or we're thanking God for His interventions. So we have that kind of prayer. So that's a different kind of mindset than, let's say, a prayer of repentance, right? So you see where I'm going with this. We have a focus. We have a goal that we're trying to bring to God when we talk to Him. Repentance is we're confessing sins. And then we think about a prayer of request, where we come to Him with an intercessory prayer, where we're beseeching God, perhaps on behalf of another person, asking for healing, or asking for guidance for us. There's occasions. So the prayers have a focus. And we bring that back to the word effective. We have a purpose in each of our prayers. And God has given us His Holy Spirit so that we can produce the appropriate prayer. Go with me back to Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 7. An effective prayer is one that has a purpose to it. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 7, very, very clear instruction by Jesus Christ. He says here, when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do. Now, if we're honest with ourselves, sometimes we're ready to pray, we kneel down, our mind might not be engaged. Our mind might not be focused on what we want to bring to God that particular moment. I've experienced that. And maybe you spend a few minutes kind of muddling around a little bit until you come to the focus of why you've come to God. That's natural. It happens because God has to give the Holy Spirit so that we have the power and the capacity to pray to Him. Matthew 6, verse 7, do not use vain repetitions or repetitions as the heathens do. They think they will be heard for their many words. God is interested in a conversation that's directed to Him and focused and has a goal. I would encourage you to read some of the prayers because there's lots of them in Scripture. Hannah, when she prayed asking for a male child, God gave her Samuel. We have the prayer of Solomon when he dedicated the temple. And what was his prayer about? God here in heaven, asking God that when the people come, he will hear them. We have Jeremiah when he was puzzled. And he went, well, God, why'd you have me buy this field? He was asking for understanding. Each of these prayers has a focus. And of course, Jesus Christ, he had prayers of healing. And of course, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he had prayers of strength. God, help me go forward. Each has a focus, do they not? So when we have our time with God, it's just like when we meet here today in fellowship. When you ask someone how your week was, that's the goal of the conversation. You want to learn how they're doing. It's the same with God. When we communicate with him, to be effective, we have a goal in mind. It's just like a conversation. Have a goal in mind when we initiate that time with him. Think about what we'd like to share. Let's go back to James 5 once again. James 5:16. That's the word effective. Then we have, it's again an adjective of fervent. Fervent. So we think about this word energeo again. Another 16 times in the New Testament, it talks about work or being active. And that's the meaning, if you look it up in Strong's, it means to be active or to work. And so it references working, it references works, it references performing work. What's that mean? Well, to fervent means to exhibit great intensity or feeling. Again, let's combine it with some synonyms. How about fiery? We fiery. Sometimes are we fiery with God? Well, we can be. How about intense or passionate or demonstrative? So now we put these two words together, and what do we have? We have a fervent prayer. That means we're engaged with God. God wants us to be engaged in our mind, in our expressions to him. We combine that with effective. It's a beautiful phrase that James records for us here. Think about some of your conversations. Have you ever been talking to someone and they're not engaged? The response that maybe when you ask a question, it's not coming back. Or maybe they're kind of looking around and looking at the ceiling. They're telling you through body language, I'm not interested. Our prayers can't be that way. God wants us to be engaged. He wants us to be active. When we think about another definition of fervency is passionate. If something's important to us, we're going to take it to God many times. We're going to be engaged with God. We want him to be listening and responsive to us. We express joy and we can express delight. But God is interested in the personality and how we bring it to him. Our prayers are considered like great sweet incense to him. And so it's the same with fervency. God wants to see that when we come to him, we have a goal and we're active. And we can do that through the adjectives we use and the phrases we use and expressing ourselves to him because God wants to see us engaged. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 19. 2 Kings chapter 19 and verse 14. I really struggled with what to use for this particular point under fervency because there's so many. We think about Jesus Christ and his sweat became great drops of blood. We think about Paul when he was pleading with God for intervention and healing. But I wanted to use this one, 2 Kings 19 and verse 14. Because you think about the story of Hezekiah, and the Assyrian army was right outside the city, and the messengers from the king had come there, and they sent a letter to him, really kind of mocking God, much like Goliath was doing with David. And Hezekiah has all this kind of swirling in his mind. In verse 14, he says, he received the letter from the hand of the messengers, and he read it. And he went up to the house of the Lord, and he spread it before the Lord. And I think the vision that I have is that Hezekiah was engaged. How could you not be engaged with the circumstances that were happening in this nation at this time and to spread this letter before God? And you think about the fervency that he had, because we know the story. It was a 185,000 man army is wiped out by God. And yes, there was a need for fervency, but fervency has many, many definitions as we've seen. He was active. You can maybe see him expressing himself in arm movements and in the vocabulary that he was bringing to God. He was engaged. He was engaged. There's no doubt about it. And God wants us to be expressive in our conversations. He wants us to know our deep thoughts. He wants us to share our cares with him. He wants us to be engaged in our dialogue as we come before him. Hezekiah was persistent, and no doubt he was very expressive. God loves to hear us. Prayer is a tremendous spiritual tool. And when we're focused and we are engaged, our prayers will be powerful. And as it says in James 5:16, they will avail much, which means they will produce fruit. They will not only strengthen us, but God will truly appreciate them. And this is effective, fervent prayer.